So friends, let me restate a series of points and let us linger on these simple but utterly profound points. I am proposing, may I say, I am declaring that this experience taking place now is a consequence of the immaculate mathematics of God. These mathematics are not something you need to work out in your head. They are not equations to write on the page. They are the staggering genius of the field. The field means the totality of existence. Everything, everywhere, is what is meant by the field. The field is not something else, somewhere else. The field is this, happening now, all around you. I have proposed, may I say, I have declared that this is a miracle. Nature is a miracle. Stars, galaxies, universes, dimensions, time, space, physics, the Big Bang, the formation of the Earth, the coming into being of chemistry, biology, animals, plants, creatures, oxygen, and you. This is a complete, undeniable miracle. I have also said, I have stated the conclusion of all the intelligent thinkers who have deeply examined this question, including my own insights, leads me to say what Vedanta says. This field is beginningless. It changes, of course. Things rise, things fall. But the field itself, in other words, existence itself, is without beginning, anadi. And I have suggested, in fact, I have reported that recognizing these two things, the miracle and the beginninglessness, is a profound transformation of the very sense we have of the world, ourselves, and God. And I've also reminded you that this whole thing we're discussing, this miraculous beginningless thing, is divine. Formed of divinity, by divinity, by the shining, glittering, shimmering mystery, which is beyond our comprehension, but not beyond our instincts. And this recognition leads to delight. To some extent, 2%, 5%, 12%, 30%, 70%, 92%. You are experiencing in this moment, to some extent, to some percentage, just a sense, a hunch of that delight. Shall I sum it up in a single word? Wow.